bar mitzvahs that you have, which every Jewish male experiences at some point or another in his life.
Bris milah.
Okay, and for us to do bris milah, you know, most of us have it when you're just 8 days old. No one asks you if you're interested in it, and you just kind of, you know, it just happens to you. My downstairs neighbor was a Russian Baal Tshuva. Okay, very, very intense guy. And he had a relative of his from who went, instead of coming from Russia to Israel, came from Russia to Brooklyn. Okay? Last name Bramov, no. And and he came on a birthright trip. And he came with a friend for Shabbos to my neighborhood, my neighbor. And somehow, you know, this guy, you know, when you make small talk, you're like, have you had a bris milah? Like, but that was their talk over the chicken soup. And it turned out that this guy never had a bris milah. So like, oh, we gotta make a bris milah. Okay, sure. So now, the way I wasn't behind a I was not behind arranging this, but basically this 20-year-old American teenager, agreed to have a bris milah. Okay, it's not like getting your ears pierced. You know what I'm saying? And he agreed to get a bris milah, and I wasn't involved in these arrangements, but basically it took place on I think Sunday morning on someone's dining room table. No. Okay.
Wait, nice.
An actual mohel. I don't know.
It was on someone's
dining room table. That's all I know. And where did I come into play is because they made a big suda afterwards. They made a big suda afterwards with a bunch of my Russian neighbors, him and his friends.
Oh my God.
And the problem was that this guy, this kid, did not know Russian, and these Russians only knew Russian and a little bit Hebrew. And this kid was like an American teenager. His parents came from Russia, you know? So, yeah, I'm the American neighbor, you know? So they bring me down to the Suda. And I'm like sitting next to this guy because everyone around is just, you know, is talking Russian. And the amazing sacrifice that a person, Avram Avinu, did it when he was 99, you know? But this kid, people are really moser nefesh for this tremendous, tremendous mitzvah. I invited him over for a few days later for lunch. And then I realized that morning that it was Yom Shlishi Lamila that I invited him over to my house. That's when Avram was waiting. That's the most painful day. Yom Shlishi Lamila. And he knocked on my door, and it was like, he looked like he's been horseback riding for like the last few years. You know what I'm saying? As he's walking. I felt, but the tremendous Messias Nefesh that a regular teenager had, you know, for a Kosh Baruch Hu. And there's a famous question.
How does it work?
You want me to draw a picture on the board? I don't really know my. Probably very similar. But I'm assuming there's some type of painkillers involved. But I want to focus on a question that Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the great Rabbi Akiva, was asked.
What's the difference between like?
No,
there's actual
Ruvna
and then there are people who.
You want you to draw the picture.
Okay, yeah, that's more Hilchos Milah. Sometimes, you know, they need to.
If they had one already, but from the hospital.
Yeah, you have to do it a second time around. I mean, you can't cut something off a second time around, so they just take a little blood. Okay, but I want to focus on the question. Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva about bris milah. Same question about another general Ashkafic question, and that is, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the human being and then say, cut this piece off? Okay? Similar question we find, why did Hashem make poor people? Just like if you're making people, make them with enough food to eat already. Why are you making someone having to like go begging for, you know? Well, why is that? And the answer is because Kosh Baruch Hu wants to give us something to do. He wants us to be a part of it. Kosh Baruch Hu will do everything, right? We have an opportunity. There's a lot of very, very deep Torah. Like, you know, the Bris Milah is in a very specific location. It wasn't like random, hey, let's just pick there. You know, there's a lot of very deep Torah of all the places you know, there's a lot of very deep Torah. Why? But I just want to focus on one point, yeah? That Kosh Baruch Hu told us, you have a chance to partner with me in making yourself perfect. Kosh Baruch Hu made us, okay? But he gave us a chance. It's like a mother making a cake, and she lets her son come in and pour some, give a little mix, and then on Shabbos say, oh, everyone say thank you to, you know, look who made the cake, what? Yeah, Shani made the cake, and everyone's like, oh, wow, hooray. When in reality, we know who made the cake?
The mother
made the cake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a chance to be involved in making ourselves. It's a major opportunity when you think about it. We can't create. We can't create Shmiayin. We can't do. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you could take what I did, and you could make it perfect. And that's really the message, I think, of Bris Milah. Is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're telling the kid, you're going to get a lot of strength in life. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you the raw material. You can make it perfect. Okay, this is your opportunity. Now a person might be scared. Like, it's a little bit scary to, like, you know, okay, bris mila, you're an 8-day-old kid, you don't, you're not involved, your parents do the mitzvahs, aval, but no, the father takes care of bris mila. But like in life in general, Kosh Baruch Hu says, it's your life, make it perfect. It's a little bit scary, how do we do that? So I want to tell you two amazing stories, one funny, one beautiful, okay, about why a person should not be nervous or worried about our tremendous opportunity we have in life to make ourselves perfect, or to work on ourselves, to head towards shleimus. Okay, there was this Vietnam War veteran in my neighborhood where I grew up, actually right a few blocks over in Clifton, New Jersey, and he had this job that I you know, you don't know what they saw down there in the Vietnam, but it got to his head a little bit, and he had this job that basically he would every morning he would put on his uniform and he would stand by this like intersection. And whenever the light turned green, he'd be like, okay, go, you know? Whenever it was red, stop. And of course, like, everyone likes to honk him and cheer him, and he loves the support, you know? But this guy, in his warped vision of reality, he felt like he's directing traffic. When he says like this, cars come. He's like, that car stop. The reality, it's you know, you just look up, you see? It's the traffic. It's the traffic light that's directing traffic, you know? So I always like to say, like, we get so nervous about everything. Kosh Baruch Hu gives us opportunities, but Kosh Baruch Hu is running the world. And if we put ourselves in His hands, that's our chance. How do we make ourselves perfect? By ourselves? We're going out by ourselves? We're not by ourselves. We do the motions. Pour the sprinkles on the cake. But Kosh Baruch Hu is directing the whole show. The mother's not going to let the daughter put in salt instead of sugar, right? She wants the cake to come out good. She wants the cake. If the daughter listens to the mother, such a good mashal. If the daughter listens to the mother and follows the instructions, the cake will come out delish, right? But if the daughter, like, while the mother's not looking, she goes ahead into the spice cabinet, okay, and just quickly dumps some stuff in, that cake is going to come out tasting like horrible. So we should be nervous.
Come out tasting like, what? Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. Is that how it was made?
23 flavors on the show.
So, you understand? It's not. We don't have to be nervous because Baruch Hu's directing the show. We just have to follow his instructions. Listen to this other story. Beautiful story. It's actually a song. Okay? There was a famous pianist. His name was Paderewski.
Yeah.
You heard of him? I'm really impressed. I'm really happy. To, you know, nice to see that this year is so cultured. Nobody ever heard of Paderewski.
Is this but, the guy from the pianist?
He doesn't play like, you know, some heavy metal, but he's actually playing like cultured piano. You know what I'm saying? So no, but that's,
I mean, there's a lot
that,
of,
but that has to do with being.
There's a story.
I'm talking. We're talking cultured, okay? So listen to this story. Don't tell me some heavy metal band and tell me I'm not cultured because I don't know it.
Yeah.
So listen. Yeah.
Whoever told you a heavy metal band?
So listen. Okay. Okay, so listen to this story, Paderewski. It's a great, great story, and has a great Musar message. They even made a song out of it. Okay,
yeah,
maybe.
Probably.
Okay, so listen to this. This mother, her son is very into piano, and she's, you know, excited about it. She wants to encourage him. She takes him to a concert for the great Paderewski. Okay, and they're getting their seats, and it gets dark, and all of a sudden the mother notices that. She can't find her kid. Maybe he's a little kid, 6, 7, 8. Okay, what? You know the story, Craig?
She's scared.
All right, you want to try? Say it. Okay. So listen to this. Okay, the mother's like freaking out. Where's the kid? You know, like, what's it? And then all of a sudden, like the lights go on the stage, right? Mm-hmm. And the kid walks up on stage. The mother's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. What's my kid doing there? You know, the kid walks up on stage, sits by the piano, and the mother's like mortified. She doesn't know what to do. What's gonna, like, you know, this is a concert people paid serious money to come to, and the crowd, as soon as the kid walks on stage, the crowd goes wild because they're like, wow, this must be part of the performance. And the mother knows this is her kid who could barely play anything, you know. So the kid gets up on stage, sits by the piano. The mother's waiting for the security guards to come running up and grab him and throw him off. And the kid sits by the piano and starts playing, Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. People in the crowd are like, first they cheer. And then all of a sudden, Paderewski steps on stage. And now the crowd goes wild. And Paderewski walks behind the kid and whispers in his ear, keep playing. And while the kid plays Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Paderewski on the same piano plays with him and turns it into a masterpiece. Wow. Unreal. Okay? And the song ends, they bow down. Beautiful. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't expect us to get to the piano, to get to life, and make music like Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us kochos. Whoever we are, we could be like little kids. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you play, I'm going to make it beautiful. You do bris milah, I'm going to make it perfect. You follow my instructions, you pour in the chocolate chips, it's going to come out delicious. There's no reason to be intimidated. There's no reason to be scared. There's no reason for a person to be nervous how they could do it. All you got to do, just follow directions. Follow directions. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, this is the way you make the cake. You play your twinkle, twinkle, little star. We're puny. And if you look at the world, a human being is nothing. Yeah, but a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you connect to me, I'll make you great. Connect to me, I'll make you great. That's what bris milah is, the opportunity. We have a chance to make ourselves perfect. We have a chance to make ourselves great. We have a chance to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's unbelievable. Yeah? And when you're running on your own strengths, there's nothing you can do. But when you're running with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then you can go. There's no limit. There's no limit. Right? There's no limit. We are finite people. We're born, we die, we have a certain amount of strengths. But when you hook into, the Rambam says, with one thought in your mind, you can hook to the Kisei HaKavod. Yeah? With one thought of tshuva, Gemara says, dug a hole right up to Kisei HaKavod. Yeah? If we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu, our power is limitless. Now, the best way